Yankee News, I'm Ben Thomas. Federal appeals courts refused to clear the way for deportations under an 18th century wartime law. Jennifer King has the latest.
Deportations of Venezuelans to El Salvador under the Alien Enemies Act will remain barred temporarily after a federal court of appeals panel upheld the judge's order in a 2-1 decision. On March 15th, U.S. District Judge James Boasberg blocked more deportations and ordered plane loads of Venezuelan immigrants to return to the U.S. That still has not happened. Appeals Court Judge Karen LaCraft Henderson said the ruling doesn't prevent the government from arresting and detaining migrants, but lifting the injunction risks almost certainly exiling plaintiffs to a land that is not their country of origin. Plaintiffs' advocate Sky Perryman said the ruling is an important step for due process. The dissenting judge, Justin Walker, a Trump nominee, wrote that the plaintiffs' claims belong in Texas and that the government had shown that the district court orders could harm negotiations with foreign powers. Jennifer King, Washington.
This will continue to spur growth.
President Trump announced new tariffs today.
A 25% tariff on all cars that are not made in the United States. If they're made in the United States, there's absolutely no tariff.
The White House claims it'll foster domestic manufacturing, but it could put a financial squeeze on automakers that depend on global supply chains. Shares of GM and Stellantis fell on the news, but Ford stock was up slightly. Meantime, Donna Warder reports the U.S. could run short of money to pay its bills as early as August.
The Congressional Budget Office says the U.S. is on track to reach its statutory debt ceiling in August. If Congress and President Donald Trump either fail to lift the borrowing limit or abolish the debt ceiling concept altogether, the debt ceiling was reinstated January 2nd following its suspension by Congress in 2023. The CBO report says the Treasury already has reached the current debt limit of $36.1 trillion, so it has no room to borrow under its standard operating procedures. Donna Warder, Washington.
This is AP News. Julie Walker has an update on the wildfires that have been burning in the eastern U.S.
Wildfires continue burning in both North and South Carolina, fueled by millions of downed trees left over from Hurricane Helene, along with dry, windy conditions, forcing numerous evacuations. Jeremy Waldrop with North Carolina Forest Service says in Polk and Henderson counties, three wildfires have burned more than 6,000 acres, and the largest two are out of control at this point.
It's going to be a long-duration event for this fire, as well as any other fires that are burning currently. Yeah, it's going to be an ongoing issue. The Helene damage is there.
In neighboring South Carolina, two wildfires are burning in Table Rock State Park and nearby Persimmon Ridge. Officials said both fires were ignited by human activity. I'm Julie Walker.
Thank you, Julie. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.